win a break for yourself. Head to our website now to enter. All thanks to Holiday Inn Express. Simple, smart travel.
Is this finally the year for the kitchen renovation? Well, Chase is the digital bank that gives you the tools to help you spend, save and invest all in one place. So you can progress towards your goals, big or small. Like the goal of first drinks in your new kitchen. Cheers. Join millions of customers in the UK when you spend, save and invest through the Chase app. Chase, see what your money can do. 18 plus UK residents, Chase current account required. Capital at risk. Investments are provided by Nutmeg and not guaranteed by Chase.
Online.
On DAB Digital Radio.
And streaming on Rayo.
This is Magic Classical.
The top stories, they're sour. League tables revealing failing NHS trusts and cancelled pay rises as some of the government's plans to try and improve the health service. The changes form part of Labour's strategy to reduce waiting lists from 18 months to 18 weeks. NHS managers will also be sacked if they can't improve patient care and take control of finances. The Health Secretary will make the announcement at the NHS Providers Conference in Liverpool later. Social media bosses who don't take down illegal knife adverts on their platforms could soon be fined £10,000. The Home Office is planning on making executives personally liable if posts aren't removed within 2 days. It's part of plans to tackle the UK's problem with knife crime. Rebecca Howe from Grimsby lost her son Jack earlier this year. He was stabbed during a fight.
Walking into the funeral parlour and seeing your baby lying in a coffin. No parent should be able to go through that.
An 18-year-old man accused of murdering three young girls in Southport is due in court later. Axel Rudiger Barnes is also charged with 10 attempted murders after a series of stabbings at a Taylor Swift-themed dance holiday club in July. He's also accused of making ricin and having a terror manual. In the Middle East, Israeli airstrikes have killed at least 46 people in Gaza in the past 24 hours. In Lebanon, warplanes struck Beirut's southern suburbs and killed 33 people yesterday. Research reveals around 5.5 million people may need to sell their children's things in order to afford Christmas this year, including items they wouldn't ordinarily get rid of, like clothing and games consoles. Many also said they expected to get in more than £300 worth of debt. Donald Trump's given Elon Musk a job in his top team. The Tesla and X owner will co-lead the new Department of Government Efficiency, which is tasked with cracking down on waste and cutting bureaucracy. And the Toy Retailers Association has published its list of the top 20 most sought-after toys this Christmas. They include a Bluey plane set, Hot Wheels, and the ultimate fart blaster from Despicable Me 4. Prices range from $9.99 to $79.99. Cloudy today in northwest England and Northern Ireland. Sunnier spells elsewhere with some drizzle in southern Scotland. Highs of 13 degrees. That's the latest. I'm Katie White.
Charles Nove.
On Magic Classical.
Good morning. A quotation for the day. Poet Antonio Porcia, born this day in 1885. In a full heart, there is room for everything. And in an empty heart, there is room for nothing.
Magic Classical.
The magic of classical music. Thank you.
Violinist Hilary Hahn and Margaret Batcher with the Los Angeles Chamber Orchestra. And playing Bach, Concerto in D minor for two violins, the first movement. And starting off Magic Classical Breakfast for this Wednesday, the 13th of November. Morning, you're very welcome. Charles with you live and direct from a chilly Magic Classical East Midlands. How are we? Satisfactory? As well as can be expected in these trying times? Yes, a lot of it about. Here's the thing. If you're with me in the later stages of the show, you know, round about a quarter to ten, I tend to be having a little natter with Penny Smith about matters coming up after 10 o'clock. And very often that involves a discussion of whatever mischief she's done to herself recently, you know, fallen over her own feet, nose stuck in sock, whatever, you know, disaster. I managed one of my own yesterday. Do you ever do something that you think, how on earth did I do that? Why on earth did I do that? That was ridiculous. Here's how it unfolded, in brief. I wanted some toast. Okay, put bread in toaster. Put the lever thing down. Doorbell rings, okay. Go and attend to the post person at the door. Lovely. Come back a couple of minutes later. Can't remember whether I actually put the toaster on or not. Now place palm of hand on the metal top of the toaster. Yes, I did put it on. Isn't it amazing how hot the top of a toaster gets? Absurdities of life. Anyway, onward ever onward. Here's somebody who doesn't have a burned hand and is therefore playing the piano very well. Jan-Philipp Schulze playing the Bloomsbury Waltz from Irene Poltovsky's Caledonian Market. Bloomsbury Waltz from Caledonian Market. Music from 100 years ago, 101 I think to be strictly accurate, but who's counting? And the work of Irene Poltovsky, who was the daughter of a famous violinist. The Polish violinist Henryk Wieniawski was her dad. Now, a quick look at the papers this morning. Let's see what's stirring, shall we? Lots today about the resignation of the Archbishop of Canterbury. The Mirror and The Express, both running with the headline, "My Profound Sense of Shame," as Justin Welby stands down over the Church of England's failings in dealing with abuse. The Mail says the Church is in crisis. Survivors of abuse say Archbishop Welby should not be a sacrificial lamb. Other senior clergy should go too. The Mail's Scottish edition leads with infighting in the SNP, with claims the party's Westminster leader is planning a leadership bid at Holyrood. The Guardian reports Justin Welby saying he must take personal and institutional responsibility for what he called a long and re-traumatising period in the church between 2013 and 2024. In The Telegraph, one of its regular writers is said to be facing a Kafkaesque investigation over something she posted on social media a year ago. Also making the front page, the Health Secretary to announce today that NHS managers face the sack if they fail to perform in league tables. No more rewards for failure, says Wes Streeting. The Times says the resignation of the Archbishop of Canterbury is without precedent in 1,427 years. Also on the front page, climate scientists say we'll need to eat less meat and dairy if we're to hit the target the Prime Minister has announced of cutting carbon emissions by at least 81% by 2035. In The Eye, former Prime Minister Gordon Brown calls for a review of policy on child poverty. He says child poverty is a far bigger problem than poor pensioners, and he challenges Labour's position on keeping the two child benefits cap. And The Sun reports a row over who'll succeed Gary Lineker as host of Match of the Day. It claims Mark Chapman is not keen on the BBC's idea of a job share with Kelly Summers. It's all kicking off, the headline. Well, I'll tell you one person they definitely won't have as a host for Match of the Day, and that'll be me, since the amount I know about football could be written on a thumbnail. Good luck to all concerned. Those stories and others waiting for you in the papers today. And now, some Mendelssohn, the second movement of his Italian symphony, Symphony No. 4.
Thank you.
the Chamber Academy of Potsdam, Antonello Maracoda conducting, and Mendelssohn's Italian Symphony, the fourth symphony by Mendelssohn. That was the second movement. Morning, Ollie, who says, just tuning in to you on my way to work. Hope you have a good day. And you too, and more to the point, a very safe journey. Oh, and you had an interesting aircraft doing lots of circuits around your nursery in Cambridgeshire on Monday morning. The world divides, doesn't it, on aircraft flying low circuits around places. You, Ollie, love it, from the sound of it, and so do I. But lots of people take exception. What would you have? You had a Bell Boeing V-22 Osprey helicopter from RAF Mildenhall doing lots of low circuits around the nursery at Cambridgeshire on Monday morning. A real enjoyment for us all. The Osprey, that's the really interesting one with the, isn't it? Yeah, the swinging bit. Yeah, marvellous. Strangely, it made me think of Sheep May Safely Graze, says Ollie. How about playing that? Yes, I'm not sure if I've got any sheep in the compound this morning, but I'll see if I can rustle any up, if you see what I mean. But otherwise, I'm sure sheep will safely graze here soon. You have a grand day. Question of the day, Mark 1, is due for appearance pretty shortly. That'll be along after some Haydn, coming next.
This is Magic Classical, with your favourite classical music every day.
Magic Classical, playing the magic of classical music.
3 months of Virgin Media's smooth, lightning-fast broadband, totally free, from the provider awarded best broadband experience. Smooth like a walrus on a speedboat, powering through open fjord waters. Yeah, that's smooth. Visit virginmedia.com. Virgin Media. See what you can do. New customers. Virgin Fiber areas. User speed a month. Four price depends on package choice. GWS award comparing major UK providers' average performance scores. See virginmedia.com/legal/awards.
Listeners, we've uncovered the reason why Britain hasn't been so great of late. It's because the country hasn't been eating enough Weetabix. So to whoever's in charge of fixing potholes, to VAR and people who somehow managed to park over two bays, we must say, have you had your Weetabix?
Ready for some quick football trivia? Question one, which football club is known as the Tigers? Cambridge United or Hull City? Question two, which team plays its home games at Deepdale? Preston North End or Rochdale? Final question, what are you betting on? Free time or family time? To keep it an enjoyable experience, take time to think. And let's play responsibly. Skybet, for the fans. 18 plus, begambleaware.org.
There are so many things to look forward to this winter. Tucking up under your coziest blanket. Starting every conversation with, I can't believe how dark it is. Convincing the kids they do need a coat. And the Škoda Winter Sale. £750 towards your finance deposit on Solutions PCP at 6.9% APR representative on top of existing offers. Jump in at Škoda.co.uk or your local retailer before the 18th of November. T's and C's apply. Excludes ENIACs and LROC. Indemnities may be required. Škoda Finance.
At Magic, we're already getting our place ready for the big day. And nobody works harder to bring you and your family the best Christmas than Asda's friendly army of Christmas gnomes. That's why Asda is the gnome of Christmas. Meet Norma.
This is a certain gnome, c'est quoi?
She's the party planner with Parisian style. Head to magic.co.uk now and £250 could go into the winner's Asda Rewards cash pot. So you could get your food, clothing, gifts or tech covered this Christmas.
Say hello to Rayo, the way to listen to Magic Classical.
Get 8 months half price on all Virgin Media Business broadband packages. Well, it is Black Friday. Plus, you'll get a fixed price guarantee. Yep, we know you're always at full tilt. So we're at half price. Search Virgin Media Business Broadband. Virgin Media. See what you can do. Virgin Fiber areas only. 24-month contract ends 11th of December. Legal stuff applies.
Town and Weir, part of the A19 is blocked southbound at the Holy Stone roundabout. This gets busy anyway, heading towards the Tyne Tunnel. Staffordshire, the A460 is partially blocked in the Hemsford area. There's been an accident and a spill, so that's just near to Walker's Rise and the turn for Rugeley. Blowfield on the A47 bypass in Norfolk, being held at the moment between Yarmouth Roads and the Broadlands roundabout, and Hampshire queues on the M27 towards 8 at Burzalden, where there's been an accident, and this is across two lanes, causing delays towards Southampton. There's more on our website.
The magic of classical music.
This is Magic Classical.
We'll be right back.
Concert de la Loge with cellist Christian Pierre Lamarca and the third movement of Haydn's second cello concerto. On Magic Classical. Time for question of the day, Mark 1. What shall we have today? Words today. Three pairs of words to find. In each pair, the second word is the same as the first, except that it has lost its last letter. And those missing last letters are all the same. Okay, where are we going? Pair 1, part of our land, and find a number. Pair 2, a gemstone and to cause friction. Pair 3, prepared and studied. Okay, three pairs of words. In each pair, the second word is the same as the first, except that it has lost its last letter. Those missing letters are the same in each case. So it's a part of our land and find a number for the first pair. For the second pair, a gemstone and to cause friction. And for the third pair, prepared and studied. Where do we start? Where do we go? What do we do when we get there? By text 61054, starting your message with the word classical. By email, it's charles@magic.co.uk. And we'll see what we make of it, dish out the imaginary prizes this side of 8 o'clock. Now, this is from Steve Hackett, accompanied by younger brother John Hackett. Steve Hackett guitar, John Hackett flute. This is Second Chance. Second Chance, from Steve Hackett and John Hackett. Keeping it in the family. Question of the day, Mark 1 today. Three pairs of words to find. In each pair, the second word the same as the first, except that it has carelessly mislaid its last letter. And those missing letters are all the same. So, part of our land and find a number for pair 1. For pair 2, a gemstone and to cause friction. For pair 3, prepared and studied. Where do we start? Where do we go? 61054, the text number, starting your message with the word classical, or email charles@magic.co.uk. Cloudy today. Certainly cloudy outside my... Ooh, yes. It's cloudy and the windows steamed up. Cloudy across Scotland, Northern Ireland and the north of England and Wales today. South of all that, brighter. This is some music from that great teleseries from a little handful of years ago that opened our eyes to Anya Taylor-Joy and the delights of chess. Not necessarily in that order. Main title music for The Queen's Gambit by Carlos Rafael Rivera. It was a great soundtrack, I thought, for The Queen's Gambit. That music, terrific. And there was some nice music from the period, just pop hits of the time as well, cunningly intermingled. Morning, Chelsea Johnny, who seems to have been at the Christmas beverages already. Magic classical Christmas, ho, 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 you say. Makes getting out of bed in the dark that a little bit easier. Merry Christmas to one and all, and God bless us every one. Well, I endorse those sentiments, but it's only the 13th of November. What have I missed? I'm not behind the times again, am I? Mind you, one Christmas dilemma that has started early here, or a pre-Christmas dilemma, I think I mentioned probably around this time last year, I really like a nice panettone to nibble at over the extended festive season. I don't want any fancy panettones, any of these, ones with caramel intermingled or chocolate orange panettone. No, I just want a plain, ordinary, nice, moist panettone. Last year, I nearly lost out because the proper basic ones had just about sold out everywhere I looked. This year, I'm determined not to miss out, so I've started the hunt early, and I saw a very good candidate a couple of days ago, but Lady No gave me a meaningful look and said it was far too early to buy a Christmas panettone on the basis that we would just eat it. As ever, she's not wrong, but I don't know, I'm getting twitchy now. Don't want everybody else to buy it and none for me. Very delicate life. We'll have some Grieg to perk us up. That'll be along in a moment or two.
Tucking up under your coziest blanket. Starting every conversation with, I can't believe how dark it is. Convincing the kids they do need a coat. And the Škoda winter sale. £750 towards your finance deposit on Solutions PCP at 6.9% APR representative on top of existing offers. Jump in at Škoda.co.uk or your local retailer before the 18th of November. T's and C's apply. Excludes ENIACs and LROC. Indemnities may be required. Škoda Finance.
Seconds. That's the difference between life and death. I've seen it firsthand. In Gaza, in Syria, in Sudan. I'm Javed Abdelmonem, a doctor with Médecins Sans Frontières. As conflicts continue to spread across the world, it's crucial we can act fast. As an MSF doctor, I may need to stop life-threatening bleeding, treat gunshot wounds, or care for blast victims, all in a matter of seconds. That's why, at Médecins Sans Frontières, we don't waste any time. We're working in more conflict zones than you may be aware of, giving everything to give people a chance. Just £30 will keep our life-saving work going. Please help us save more lives. Because with trauma care, every second counts. You can buy us vital time. Please give just £30. Search MSF Doctor or call 0800 055 7979. That's 0800 055 7979. Thank you.
Cathay Pacific has been crowned the world's best economy class airline. And we'll be the first to admit we did make the awards judges very comfortable. Yes, they were provided ample food and drink. And sure, they were given advanced access to the latest film releases. We may have also offered them hot towels. Because this Skytrax airline award was voted for by passengers like you. Cathay Pacific. Move beyond.
This Black Friday, get 3 months of Virgin Media's smooth, lightning-fast broadband, totally free, from the provider awarded Best Broadband Experience. Smooth like a walrus on a speedboat, powering through open fjord waters. Yeah, that's smooth. Visit virginmedia.com. Virgin Media. See what you can do. New customers. Virgin 5 areas. User speed a month. Four price depends on package choice. GWS award comparing major UK providers' average performance scores. See virginmedia.com/legal/awards.
This is the sound of a happy vintage cash cow customer.
How much? Oh, my.
I take it you wasn't expecting that, my love. What a wonderful way to start your Friday.
It's more than good. It's brilliant.
Oh, bless you.
Everyone's discovering the easy way to sell your unloved valuables in one go with Vintage Cash Cow. Turn your old gold, watches, jewellery, cameras, silver and much more into cash. Start today at vintagecashcow.co.uk.
With up to 699 miles combined range, the BYD Seal U DMI takes you further. Book a test drive at bydthewildrobot.co.uk and you could win a family adventure courtesy of DreamWorks The Wild Robot in cinemas now.
Task acquired.
And remember,
a Razum always completes its task.
Prices start from £33,205. Combined range WLTP. Actual range dependent on individual driving conditions. Price based on BYD Boost version. Other models may vary. See website for details.
Magic Classical.
The magic of classical music.
Thank you.
Lord Nova and I share the love of a quiz. He has questions of the day, Mark 1 and 2. I, Penny Smith, have the penny for your thoughts in the 10 o'clock hour. Yesterday's answer was the position of R in the month, but on Monday the answer was penny. It's just for fun. And if that's not how you rumble, there's loads of appetising, ambrosial and tasty tunes. See you later or anytime on Rayo.
Saxophone player Christian Forshaw, Henry Purcell's Funeral Sentences for the Death of Queen Mary. All cheering stuff. Let's sort out question of the day, Mark 1, shall we, before the day gets any older. Three pairs of words to find. In each pair, the second word's the same as the first, except that it's lost its last letter. Those missing letters, the same in each case. So we're talking part of our land and find a number, a gemstone and to cause friction, and prepared and studied. Where do we go with this? Let's have a look. Claire in Melton Mowbray reports a very misty start this morning, hoping it clears before I go on the run to Stoke later. Scarpering, are we? I see. I think the words you're looking for are... I think they are too, yes. Elsewhere, Dapper Dave in a nippy North Bedfordshire goes in the right direction as well and says, talking of cake, Mrs. Dapper baked a yummy-looking cake yesterday, secured said cake in the dining room. Border collie Freckles broke in, snaffling the lot. Trip to the vet's, Freckles is fine. Happy vet, but a rather expensive cake. Well, I'm glad no dog has been harmed in the making of this story, but it's a bit drastic, isn't it? God, dear. I agree, says David from Hitchin. It's much too early to be thinking about Christmas. When we were children, the rule was that the decorations and the tree were put out on my sister's birthday, which is December the 20th. I still think the middle of December is the correct time for Christmas to start. Oh, and by the way, the answers to question Mark 1 are... yes, they are, yeah. Yes, I'm rather with you on that. Certainly, I don't personally want any dealings with Christmas matters before it's at least December. David in a squirrel-ravaged Harbour Magna. They've been busy this morning, have they? Gets it quite correct. And says, oh, we were clearing the leaves out of the roof valleys and gutters at our village church yesterday and have now discovered yet another way the ancient building's under attack. Squirrels appear to be gnawing the lead flashing. Looking up to see if this could be correct, apparently squirrels have a sweet tooth for lead. Well... who knew? I mean, lead's very bad for us, isn't it? It harms brain development and so on in young people, certainly. So we'd obviously need to investigate what it's doing for the squirrels. And morning, Frank. Frank Curry, only two more sleeps till we're off to South Africa for 2 weeks of safari trips. Excited? You bet. That is very exciting, but not, of course, as exciting as getting the answer right for question of the day, Mark 1, which you also have done.
Morning, Neris, getting it right as well. And David in the Meon Valley, who says, I was ready to read about a ruby, but here is the rub. The man in the county couldn't count. Pointing the way to the correct answers, which are county and count, ruby and rub, ready and read. Well done. Question of the day, Mark 2, coming on as we get closer to 8:30. Now this is Apollo 5 with Angel.
May you fall.
Is that not a beautiful thing? Songs by Sarah McLachlan. It's called Angels. And that version from Apollo 5. If you're with us on Premium between now and the 8 o'clock news update, some video game music from Evergate coming up for your diversion. The other side of the news, our wanderings into Wednesday continue with Dilib going hunting.
DMI plug-in hybrid, the SUV that redefines the family car. Packed with features and technology, CLU DMI is available from just £33,205. Also, with 77 miles of electric-only range and up to 699 miles combined, it means you can enjoy the miles rather than counting them. Discover more at byd.com/UK. Combined range WLTP. Actual range dependent on individual driving conditions. Price based on BYD Boost version. Other models may vary. See website for details.
Here's your VIP invite to the UK's most spectacular Christmas party. Save the Children's Christmas Jumper Day is back on Thursday the 12th of December, and you need to be part of it. It really couldn't be easier. Sign up, get your jumper out, and donate to create lasting change for children. On Thursday the 12th of December, make the world better with your Christmas sweater. Sign up now at christmasjumperday.org.
Benenden Health provides private healthcare for
CEOs,
people in suits.
No, not just them. At £15.50 per employee per month, you can look after even more of your workforce.
Sure, that's the starting price.
No, that is the price.
£15.50? That works.
Join the thousands of businesses already turning to affordable private healthcare. Britain, we've got you. Search Benenden for Business. Benenden Health. Healthcare done different. Wait periods apply, including for surgical treatment. Not all treatments covered. Other limits and exclusions apply. Visit benenden.co.uk. Fee review periodically. UK only.
This Black Friday, get 3 months of Virgin Media's smooth, lightning-fast broadband, totally free, from the provider awarded best broadband experience. Smooth like a walrus on a speedboat, powering through open fjord waters. Yeah, that's smooth. Visit virginmedia.com. Virgin Media. See what you can do. New customers. Virgin Fiber areas. User speed a month. For price depends on package choice. GWS award comparing major UK providers average performance scores. See virginmedia.com/legal/awards.
Cathay Pacific has been crowned the world's best economy class airline. And we'll be the first to admit we did make the awards judges very comfortable. Yes, they were provided ample food and drink. And sure, they were given advanced access to the latest film releases. We may have also offered them hot towels. Because this Skytrax airline award was voted for by passengers like you. Cathay Pacific. Move beyond.
There are so many things to look forward to this winter. Tucking up under your coziest blanket. Starting every conversation with, "I can't believe how dark it is." Convincing the kids they do need a coat. And the Škoda Winter Sale. £750 towards your finance deposit on Solutions PCP at 6.9% APR representative on top of existing offers. Jump in at Škoda.co.uk or your local retailer before the 18th of November. T's and C's apply. Excludes ENIACs and LROC. Indemnities may be required. Škoda Finance.
You all right, guys?
I need the
kitchen,
the office,
the lounge,
the living room for a meeting,
for my spin class,
for live stream,
for my game.
I need it to watch the footy.
When everyone's caning the broadband, EE's new Wi-Fi 7 router makes every device work better, even yours.
Hello, guys.
And knead the dough like this.
Turn it up. Let's go, team.
New Smart Wi-Fi Pro, exclusively from EE.
43.7% UK availability. Smart Hub Pro and Smart Wi-Fi Pro available with selected EE full fibre plans. Terms apply.
Online.
On DAB Digital Radio.
And streaming on Rayo.
This is Magic Classical.
The top stories this morning. Inadequate hospitals will be named and shamed in league tables as part of government plans to drive up standards. NHS managers would also be sacked if they can't improve patient care and take control of finances. The health secretary will make the announcement later. Critics are already saying it could demoralise staff, though. Social media bosses who fail to stop illegal knives being advertised on their platforms could face fines of up to £10,000. The Home Office wants to make senior execs personally liable if posts aren't removed within 2 days. Patrick is the chief executive of the Ben Kinsella Trust. He says it's long overdue.
It really does flag up the fact that social media companies, knowing this content has been in existence, have done little or nothing to address it and were forced to go to legislation to ensure that they do something to tackle this issue.
The Church of England is facing more calls for resignations following its handling of a child abuse scandal. It follows the departure of the Archbishop of Canterbury, Justin Welby, yesterday. A review found if he would have alerted police almost a decade ago about the crimes of late barrister John Smythe, justice may have been brought. Donald Trump's given the world's richest man a top job as part of a new government's efficiency department. Elon Musk's team will be tasked with cracking down on waste and cutting bureaucracy. It's not really a surprise.